You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It is 11:30 now, and Astia, Wellington-based singer-songwriter producer, has actually released a new single today, Pro Bono Techno Zone, accompanied by a new music video as well. The single is going to be off her new album, My Design Part 1, which is set to be released in October, and we have Astia with us now. How are you, Astia?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very good.
Yeah, I guess it must be a pretty exciting process having this release today, and I guess, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I've been looking forward to it for quite some time, so it's great to just get it out into the world, but it's also, like, a bit strange.
Yeah, it would be. How has kind of been the process of producing this song and getting it out there?
Well, I produced it quite a long time ago, the time between when I first wrote it and now when it's coming out has been quite a long period of time. So it's kind of, it just feels really liberating to start releasing material because, I've been kind of waiting to do it for a while, and now it's, the ball's finally rolling, so that's really exciting.
Yeah, I guess that is pretty exciting, because this is going to be off your new album coming out soon. Why did you choose Pro Bono Techno to be kind of the first single off this album?
I chose this one because, I personally just really like the beat.
Yeah.
And I wanted to put something out that was kind of like minimalist, because there's quite a few songs on the album that are quite like layered in its production, and I quite like the simplicity of this song, so I kind of just wanted to serve up something that was just a strong beat, in my opinion.
And you released a music video to accompany it as well. How was the recording of that music video and that process?
Yeah, so I did it with my partner, who's called Pasqualino Shella, and he is a director, and he also is a school teacher, actually. And what we did was we ran like these auditions. It is intermediate school, and so all these kids came and they like freestyled to the beat, and it was really awesome. And then we chose to work with the kids that were kind of the most enthusiastic. It wasn't necessarily about, like, being the best dancers. It was more the attitude and, like, the conviction. And so we chose, like, a group of kids, and we went to Avalon Studios and shot it in the green screen room there.
Cool.
And it was all pretty DIY. Like, me and my flatmate were, like, sewing the scarves that the kids wear over their eyes, the day before, and I ordered like the contacts for the video from the wholesale factories in mainland China off Alibaba.
That's pretty cool. I know it always is pretty cool at releasing a song as well as the video accompanying it, because a video can always tell so much more from a song as well, seeing it visually, which is...
I totally agree, yeah.
And kind of along with this release of your song, you'll be performing to shows next week to celebrate the release of this in Auckland and Wellington, yes?
Yes, I will.
That must be pretty exciting as well then.
It's really exciting, and it's the first time that I've played with the band that I've been playing with for these, getting ready to do these shows with. So it's like a live percussion section, and they just really amp it up. So I'm really excited to do it, like, in front of audiences. And, and it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, and you have been touring around Africa and the UK and Europe and stuff. So what has kind of been your favourite place to perform at the moment?
Well, there's been like different places for different reasons. Like, I was really struck when I went to Africa, like in Mozambique and Swaziland, like the festivals they have there, they're just like huge and so eclectic and so global. And it's like, for me, I just had no idea before I went there, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like, that was really cool. I really liked performing there. And I also really enjoyed, I did a French tour last year, and the booking agent there got me lots of like festival shows in really like ancient historic places, because that's something that they do in this particular region called Bourgogne. And so like we played in like old chateaus, we played in the village where Chocolat, the movie, was filmed.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And it was cool. And it's like a 2,000-year-old village. Like, that's where the Romans first took over France.
Whoa.
Can't remember who it was who occupied it beforehand. But, yeah, it's just, like, really cool to mix music with that kind of, like, historical context. I really like it.
Yeah, definitely. That's really awesome. And I guess you have been doing a lot of, I guess, just your own shows and then festivals as well. What's like the difference between them doing the performances and things like that?
Like the difference between doing like festival shows and then my own shows?
Yeah.
I think the difference is like with festivals, you're part of a lineup. Like, kind of are given a slot of time to go on stage, line check, and then boom. Whereas this, doing your own shows, is like a lot more planning and organising, and almost like, for me, it's like more personal investment, because I've like collaborated with some artists to do like visual installations, and just been kind of thinking really carefully about how to make these shows awesome for quite a long time.
And I guess it has been 3 years since your debut album, which has been a while, and so now your new album is coming out in October. And kind of, what is there any kind of major differences? How is like the process between your first album and this album now? How have you kind of grown into this one now?
I think the way that I've grown is through kind of what I learned about production between these last 3 years. And so the production on the album has somewhat changed. As I said, there are songs that are quite complex and layered that are going to be released. And I think, it's just been a learning process for me. So my production's definitely developed, and also the songs that I write, I've kind of been able to identify more clearly what kind of style that is that I like to do, which is kind of like narrative-based songwriting. So I like it to be quite conceptual, and I don't really like to write like love songs or songs about relationships, romantic relationships, or personal like dilemmas, which is just my thing. I know that there are amazing songs out there written about those things all over, and they're very beautiful, but for me, like, I've kind of identified that that's not something that I prefer to write about other things.
What's Pro Bono Techno Zone about then?
Pro Bono Techno Zone is kind of a consideration about like the possible disconnect technology is introducing to us. And I've used children as like a theme in the song and the video, because I think that they really viscerally display like kind of base human emotions, do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes when you see a kid watching a screen, their eyes just like don't even blink. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
It is crazy how it's changed so much since we were young, and since the generations now that are young, and how obsessed they are with, I guess, electronics and TV and things like that.
Yeah. And it's like, it makes me feel quite old, because like, I'm only 25, but like, you know, like, it's that generation that like didn't have phones or like computers until we were maybe like 15 or like 14, do you know what I mean? Like, it all got introduced kind of later for us, and so that makes me feel like I'm kind of like, yeah, considering this younger generation who are just so technology fluent.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, this old person.
Yeah, no, cool. It's a really great song, and I really like it. And I hope that everyone else will appreciate it just as much as I do.
Well, thank you.
And yeah, it is very exciting with your new album coming out, and I wish you all the best for that. And yeah, thank you very much for coming on the show and talking to me about the song.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. Cool. I'll play your track now for everyone who hasn't heard it. This is Pro Bono Techno Zone.
Those busy muddy knees, those huts up in the trees, are all becoming distant relics of the past. Those coiled skipping ropes, serpents without a hope, are lying forlorn and abandoned in the grass. Now I'm no stranger to dangerous data, but this is evidence no jury could deny. Shadows fall. What we thought was free isn't free at all. Up the rivers, up the rivers rise. Up the rivers, up.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.